It's the Vinyl Countdown.
And welcome to the show, which is all about the warm, crackly sound of vinyl. Over the next hour, we're focusing on the jazz musicians who took their work into the pop mainstream.
Give me the night.
One of the most gifted musicians of the jazz world, George Benson, took those skills and made it big in the charts. That's our theme today, How Jazz Influenced Pop. Give Me the Night was a top 10 hit in Britain and America in the summer of 1980. And a couple of years before that, his version of On Broadway was also highly successful. And it was used in the film All That Jazz. As ever, we are sitting here in the studio, surrounded by 7 and 12 inch records, real vinyl. As usual, I'm joined by my son Max as we play and discuss the singles. Max, I think George Benson is a superb musician.
I think you can tell that he's sort of really gone for that jazz funk energy throughout both of those songs. They just have quite a fun, upbeat vibe to them. I really enjoyed listening to them both.
I think he brought all his jazz skills into music, didn't he?
Yeah, I'd say so, though I wouldn't exactly call the structure particularly jazzy. There's no sort of massive solo section or anything. He's not using jazzy instruments. It doesn't feel, I don't know, it has jazz elements, certainly, but it feels very much like an evolution of jazz, as if he's only sort of brought the bare bones a bit with him.
You've got jazz guitar, I think, on Give Me the Night, and then Patty Austin providing scat vocals throughout the track.
Yeah, but even then, I would argue the sort of scatting is almost more sort of jazz funk rather than jazz. It's sort of this, it's not sort of traditional. If you, a very, very long time ago on this show, we played Autumn Leaves, a Cannibal Adderley jazz
great track.
Standard. It's really, really great, all 10, 12 minutes of it or whatever. But that doesn't have any scatting, doesn't have any guitar. It just, that's what traditional jazz is.
Mm. Well, this song was produced by another musician with huge jazz history, Quincy Jones.
Well, as we know, Quincy Jones is a big jazz man, and that sort of carried through in most of his songs, and he sort of quite liked jazz funk as well. And
he did.
It sort of evolved. He went from jazz to jazz funk to, at some point, just giving up on the jazz and doing funk with Michael Jackson.
Exactly, disco.
Exactly.
And you can feel the jazz influence in the other track, On Broadway, too. It's really smooth jazz.
Yeah, they're both sort of just light jazzy hits, but sort of they almost feel quite dancey in a way, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's what he was aiming for. He wanted to be known as a man who could bring jazz into disco.
Yeah, well, I think that those are two very effective songs at sort of getting people up on their feet, up and dancing. Really, we should have put them in the disco section.
We've got some disco jazz coming up later. Max, you play jazz piano. Can you detect that these records are about where jazz and pop come together?
Yeah, I'd say so, in a way. Like, the harmony is quite jazzy, if not many other things are, and I think it brings jazz energy through it. It sort of exudes jazz.
Jazzness.
Yes, quite, but I still think it has more pop than jazz in a way. Like, if you were to put it on a spectrum, it would be leaning more towards pop.
Okay, well, look, we've got a really great show today, Max. There are so many examples of jazz musicians who've crossed over into pop. Okay, we mentioned Quincy Jones, he's one of them, but there's so many more.
I mean, it's quite impressive, actually, how many people sort of went with the music and went straight through it. Though, I would say most jazz musicians did stick with jazz almost to the end. There's people like Wynton Marsalis who sort of got into jazz and are still doing jazz.
Maybe they thought they would bring jazz to a wider audience if they could get them played on pop radio.
And it certainly worked. Like, jazz became more popular, I think, as a result of jazz funk and this sort of 70s jazzy sound.
Well, in an interview, George Benson talked about where he first really heard jazz music and how it changed his approach.
I was 17 years old, and one of the guys in my band, he played saxophone, but he played music that I was unfamiliar with. And one day I asked him, I said, man, what kind of music is that you play? He said, well, you know, I listen to Charlie Parker. And I said, who? And he put on a record called Just Friends. I never heard anything like that in my life. Nothing ever came close, even. I learned the improvisation. I could sing every note along with Charlie Parker. I could hum every note he played. After that, everything was easy for me.
Kiss and tell. But once there was a time when love was in my life. I sometimes wonder what happened to that thing. The answer's still the same. It was you.
If you've never heard of that album or forgotten it, check it out. The title track from Donald Fagen's 1982 album Nightfly, receiving absolute critical acclaim when it came out. I've got the album here with all of its jazz influences, and also a 12-inch promo single version, which was given to radio DJs at the time. Max, I think that is a masterpiece.
It is one of my favourite songs, actually. The Nightfly is just so iconic as well. Like, it has all those funky jazz influences, but it's more subdued, and it's quite sort of fun to listen to in a way.
It's a song which is all about a late night radio presenter on a jazz music station.
And you can tell. It's a song that we played many times on this show, I think, because it's just so iconic, and it tells quite a powerful story, doesn't it?
There's a lot of jazz piano through that, I thought, listening to it. Did I get that right? You're a jazz pianist?
Yes, there's plenty of jazz piano, and I think the harmony is once again sort of quite jazzy, but in a sort of more subdued, modern kind of way, rather than traditional 12-bar blues or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's almost, you know, I describe it as infused into the Nightfly track. This is an infusion, and Donald Fagen was one half of Steely Dan, of course. When he was growing up, he said he was very into jazz music, listening to it on the radio, buying records, and that stayed with him through his career.
Yeah, it just feels more like almost a side thing, the jazz. It doesn't feel like it's taking center stage here as much as it has in other things that we have and will play today.
So at the age of 11, he got into jazz music when a cousin took him to the Newport Jazz Festival.
I think it's surprising that as something that became a lifelong influence, he got into it so late. Like, most people get into jazz at a very, very young age. People sort of begin with it from the age of 4 or 5, like most music.
At the age of 12, he'd take the bus into New York, listen to concerts by Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, Thelonious Monk, and many other jazz stars. So he really got that education as well.
I suppose he was quite lucky because he was almost in the right place at the right time. He grew up in a time when you could go out and see Thelonious Monk play live, or chances that we don't have now.
I bought you a Thelonious Monk album the other day.
Yeah, but you didn't buy me tickets to go see him.
That would be difficult.
Exactly.
Now, as a jazz piano musician, what do you think about jazz adding to pop music? What does it add? You know, when you hear that jazz piano, for example, in the Nightfly, what do you think that brings to a record?
I think it just brings sort of fun, like it brings sort of life to it in a way. Like, it brings a sort of smooth calmness in its adventure. I really love what jazz does to pop music. It almost, that Clash created yacht rock in a way.
Mm, yeah, that smoothness.
And whilst I can't say I'm a yacht rock fan, I think jazz funk is quite different in its way. It's just more enjoyable to me.
Well, Max, you're going to be back later with more on one of our jazz artists who made it big in pop. But first, we're going upbeat, all on today's theme, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories. American jazz pianist Herbie Hancock, who used to play with the Miles Davis Quintet, but by 1979 was bringing all that experience into jazz fusion, funk and the pop charts. You Bet Your Love was a top 20 hit in Britain. I've seen him play live a couple of times over the years. Really impressive. And so is this musician with a jazz background, one of the most influential of his generation.
Just be. Pinch me, I'm dreaming. But if it is, don't let me know. I'm
Trying his hand at disco, and earlier in the show we heard his work as George Benson's producer. It's Quincy Jones. I Know Corrida was in the UK Top 20 in 1981. He started as part of a jazz band, worked with Frank Sinatra, made Michael Jackson into a solo star, and so many others have a lot to thank him for. This is Jonathan Charles. Grover Washington Jr., Randy Crawford, Level 42, and so many more are on the way as we explore how jazz and pop came together.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. All your vinyl memories, Jonathan Charles.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. We'll be right back.
man is regarded as one of the founders of smooth jazz, Grover Washington Jr., making the UK Top 40 in 1981 with Just the Two of Us, Bill Withers on vocals. He was a great soul jazz saxophonist. Max is going to be back in the studio shortly, right after the triple play, all on today's theme, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
1955!
You can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so. You can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
That was the Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, all on today's theme of jazz musicians who crossed over into the pop charts. First, we heard an absolute classic, Julie London with Cry Me a River. She was an actress and jazz singer. 46 years after she had that hit, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Then it was the Crusaders with Randy Crawford on lead vocals with Street Life. They were a jazz band, but that was huge in discos in 1979 and peaked at number 5 in the UK charts. Finally, it was Al Jarreau and Morning. Max is back in the studio, and you've been finding out some more about Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau was an American singer and songwriter. After college, he began playing in a jazz trio and then worked with a guitarist in a successful duo. That success enabled him to make a decision to make music his professional career. He focused on jazz music, and by 1975, he was spotted by Warner Brothers Records. His debut album catapulted him to international fame. In 1983, he released his third consecutive number one album in the US, containing the hit that we've just played, Morning. A UK top 30 single, he went on to record many other great singles, and in the following decade, he often appeared at jazz festivals. Sadly, he died in 2017, but left a great body of music behind him.
He was a great musician, Max.
It is truly incredible, that track, I think. It's just so chilled, full of sort of calm, and I really love that energy.
Yeah, it's a very, Morning is a very radio-friendly pop song, isn't it? But you can still hear some jazz roots in it.
Yeah, I think it's just so incredibly chilled. It's that sort of slow, smooth jazz that we get at certain points. It's sort of like a slow swing. It's just perfect.
And we've had a lot of jazz musicians on the show. We could have featured many more who made it in pop. I didn't put Ray Charles in there, or quite a few others we could have done.
Yeah, I think it's incredible how many people do transition from jazz to pop. Does this mean I have a future as a pop musician?
Yeah, if you really want it.
No, because I'm a complete luddite.
Has it given you any tips for your jazz piano playing?
Not really, unfortunately, because you see, the thing is, no one really went from pop to jazz.
I'm trying to think now whether someone did. I'm going to have a think.
Oh, well, maybe in a few weeks' time we'll have thought about that, and that'll be our next Vinyl Countdown.
We've got one more set of chart-hitting jazz stars still to come.
First, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
So let's play out with those jazz funkers, Level 42. They had so many worldwide hits, and this is one of them. From 1987, it's Running in the Family. We hope you had fun over the past hour. See you next time with another box full of great vinyl.
Bye.
Our dad would send us to our room. He'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be crumbling. One night my brother Joe would make him down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom. It's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, on the backseat of the car, with Joseph and Emily. We only see so far, and we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre. Circumstances. He said two kids out on the street were picked up on the beaten in the station. So there's me with Emily and Joe and Daddy driving home, all heading in the same direction. He knew no matter what.
Joe and me. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family. All the things we are on the backseat of the car with Joseph and Emily. We only see so far, and we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre. It runs in the family. All the things we are. Looking back, it's so bizarre.
Like a dream within a dream world, or somewhere in between. Ooh. Like a drama plays its drum, like a father, like a son.
You're gonna have to face the music.
The Vinyl Countdown.